thing which is obviously very much on my mind, Nikki, is whether or not Rebecca Brooks will give evidence tomorrow to MPs, which she was supposed to be doing. Her arrest has rather changed the nature of what she may be able to say to MPs. I mean, I've been speaking to her spokesman this morning. He says that she is still very keen to give evidence tomorrow. The problem for the MPs is they will know that now that she has been singled out by the police as under suspicion for alleged corruption and alleged phone hacking, that there will be a limit to what she will be able to say in response to her questions without in some senses prejudicing a possible future court proceedings.
Now, the links between politicians and the Murdoch family have been laid bare in the newspapers over the weekend. There was reports of a massive party 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think you were at it as well, were you? A sort of big Murdoch party. Is that right? There was reports in the newspaper that you attended and the great and the good attended and they were all there. What are these affairs like?
That's one of the most innocent questions I've ever heard you put, Nikki. I mean, I'm sure you've been to the biggest parties yourself. This was a party. Let's be absolutely clear, this party took place before this whole story blew up and before the Millie Dowler allegations about the hacking of Millie Dowler's phone. Broadly speaking, my view on parties is if there are a lot of people around who may or may not have useful things to tell me, who may be sort of useful sources for me as a journalist, then they're bloody useful things. This was a party thrown.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But when you're observing, it was reported to be a pretty lavish affair, Rupert was there and James was there. Do politicians, visibly, or do they sort of crawl and fawn to these people? Do they try and speak to them? I mean, what's the body language? What's going on?
Look, in the past, and one has been lots of these parties in the past. In the past, people were queuing up to go to Murdoch parties. Senior politicians were queuing up to go to Murdoch parties, and they were queuing up to speak to Rupert Murdoch. I think if one of these parties were held tomorrow, it'd be very difficult to see any politician turning up, which tells you something about the way the world has changed. But again, just to be clear, this is because one needs to be transparent about these things. This was a party given by Elizabeth Murdoch and by her husband Matthew Freud, who's in the public relations business. This was not a Rupert Murdoch party or a James Murdoch party or a News Corporation party.
Okay, fair enough, but.